This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We have a conversation today about Oklahoma Baptist disaster relief. One thing we can always count on here in Oklahoma in the spring and early fall is severe weather. And another thing we can always count on is Oklahoma Baptist disaster relief volunteers responding to those disasters with help and care toward those who are in need. And today we have Don Williams, Director of Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief. He's going to talk to us about Oklahoma DR.
Awesome. It's good to be here, Chris.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. There's been a lot of severe weather lately.
Yes.
As people are, we've seen some tornadoes in I think there was Coweta and there was some Oklahoma City metro area. Yes. And I thought it would be a good time just to kind of get an update. What are some of the recent Oklahoma disaster relief responses you guys have been coordinating?
Well, we have responded to the tornadoes and high winds. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's high winds with rain, trees fall down, and we get calls, we get emails, we get requests to come out, and so we've done most of that work. We'll have some more trickle in, I'm sure, but we get those regularly where they didn't know about us and they found out about us, and we come out and help.
Where are some of the places y'all have been responding?
So Coweta and Lawton and Chickasha and Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Has it been a lot of the tree chopping down?
Yes, it's been mostly tree and some tarping, but it's widespread. So those are the kind where we just get our crews out and they do a great job.
Now, Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief responds here in Oklahoma, but they also just respond in other places.
Yeah.
There was recently a hurricane, and maybe there's more than one. I don't know. I'm sure you keep up with it more than I do.
Yeah. Hurricane Ida was the big one about 6 weeks ago in Louisiana. And so we are Oklahoma Baptist, but there are disaster relief organizations spread out throughout all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
And so if, like what we had in windstorms and tornadoes, we can handle that in our own state. But if it gets a little bit bigger, I call on our regional guys in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas and Missouri come to help me. And then when you have big hurricanes like we had with Ida, that they had 2 million people without power for a while, then the state calls everybody out. And so we were one of 20 other state conventions that went down to Hurricane Ida and responded and set up 29 different sites of recovery.
And when you go down, no doubt there's coordination, so doesn't everybody come and do what they want to do. What are some of the ways that Oklahoma Baptists were engaged in relief for Hurricane Ida?
Yeah, my boss, Alan Quigley, likes to say, when he talks to groups, you as Oklahoma Baptist only sent one paid person down there. Because that was me.
Right.
Because everybody else is going down as the local church. So the local church is sending a number of people down there. Early on, we had a large feeding group that was down there that's shut down now, but that team was normally 20 people, and that added on to our recovery teams, which were Mud Out and Chainsaw, and that's another 30 people, plus our incident command. So it's about 20 to 50 people at any one time. They're rotating down there once a week, and we like to give them a break after they work for a whole week.
Yeah, one day of work would wear me out. Maybe 1 hour what I've seen them
well,
do. Yeah.
Well, if you look at the video that we saw from Ms. Short, she talks about, I think it's funny because she says, there are a lot of people, and they were, I was told they're going to be energetic, and then when they came, they look like me. They were old like me, is what she meant. And I mean, I'm the young person in the group. Our group is mostly retirees, so mostly 65 and older. But, you know, I can put a couple of those retirees, a couple of the 80-year-olds with chainsaws out there, and they'll work, they'll work a college team to death.
Right. Now, you mentioned the video. We're going to get to that in a second. Yeah. But what are some of the results that you saw? Like, do you have any stats like on meals and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I like to say and remind our folks that I mean, there are a lot of organizations that will help out in a disaster, but we do physically so we can speak spiritually into their lives. And so for the last 6 weeks, Southern Baptists have prepared 754,239 meals.
Yeah.
And we've had the opportunity to go into 1,614 homes and be invited into those homes to do mud out and to do chainsaw work. What happened around this hurricane was it didn't move as quickly as the normal hurricane does. Mm-hmm. So it kind of moves slowly. But when trees went down, they punctured the roofs.
Wow.
And then water came in, rushing in through that opening for sometimes hours at a time. So we not only had to get the tree off of the house, but we had to mud out the house as well.
Yeah, and part of that's cutting the sheetrock off at a certain level so it doesn't mold and
all that stuff. We don't do mold remediation, but we take care of the mold at the time and we cut it up to a certain place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if it's flooded, then we're going to take all the sheetrock out.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Delphine Short. I had the privilege at a recent meeting to see this video that I want our folks to see. And if you're listening by podcast, you're just going to have the audio, of course. And if you'd like, you can always go onto our website at baptistmessenger.com and you can click on our podcast and you can see this video if you want to see it or share it with your church. But let's watch this video and then come back and talk about it a little bit.
Awesome.
Well, the hurricane hit us two Sundays ago. And my daughter and myself, we stayed here because we didn't have transportation. I'm an elderly, and the Council on Aging was supposed to have it set up to evacuate me, but I couldn't get in touch with anybody. So we stayed here in the house. I was from my bathroom window to my living room window. I saw the limbs falling out of the trees, the wind whipped our front door open. I saw debris flying from other houses and I thought it was gonna come into my window. And at one point I ducked because a piece of tin flew past the living room window. But all I could do was stand in my windows and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. That's all I could say was thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And then about a day or two later, I met a man and his wife. They came and they asked if they could look at the trees and everything on my house and my shed. And I said, yes. And I think her name was Nancy, I'm not sure. But they asked if they could come and bring a crew and cut the trees off of my house and my shed and remove that out of my yard at no cost to me. I was so overwhelmed, and I said, my God, yes, would you do that? She said, Miss Delphine, it's not gonna cost you anything. She told me that they were from Oklahoma. I said, what? She said, yes, ma'am, we're from Oklahoma, and we're gonna come and do that for you. The day before the guys came, she called me and she asked me, was I ready for them to come? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, they'll be there between 9 and 10. So they were here for 9. About 10 of them. She said, they're very energetic people. They're very energetic men. I said, okay. And they came, and I looked. I said, oh, they look, some of them look about my age. She said they were energetic. When I tell you, they worked from the time they got here until it was time to leave. They moved all of the trees, they cut them off, they everything, and they moved it out of my yard. I asked the neighbor if we could put it over here so they could be able to get in and out, because my daughter and I had lined it all up right here, and they had to get in here right here. It was about four or five trees that was on my house and my shed, and they cut all of that off us, and they hauled it all out here, and I thank God for it. I'm so overwhelmed. I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying. And my daughter and I, we was talking, and she said, Mama, there's still good people in this world. By the grace of God, they are. And they gave me a Bible, a beautiful Bible, and I love it. It says Southern Baptist Disaster Relief. And when I tell you, it's an awesome book, the Word of God. And I thank everybody for everything that they did. To travel so far to Louisiana from Oklahoma, that's major. That's major. You know what that tells me? That that's love from the heart. They didn't have to do it, but because of the heart that they have, they did it out of love. And I thank God for it. I thank God. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so grateful. I had nobody to do that. I didn't even know how to go about asking or finding someone to do it. It never dawned on me that those trees were gonna fall. But if you had been here for that hurricane, I don't think you would have stayed here. But we stayed with no fear because we had God on our side. And we prayed and we talked to God, and he brought us through it. I know for a fact that God is not gonna bring you to something unless he's gonna bring you through it. And that's how awesome he is. And he sent awesome people on my behalf to do this for me. And I'm so grateful. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm just grateful. Thank God for them. And I love everybody. I love all of them. I love them all. I'm so grateful. I don't know what else to do but give God praise and thanks. If it had not been for the Southern Baptist Disaster Team coming here and offering to do this for me, I don't know what I would have done. I'm an elderly lady and I'm disabled, and I didn't know who to contact. I didn't know the first thing about where to go to get the help I needed to get the trees off my house and my shed. This was my first time hearing of them. And just seeing what was done, it was amazing how they worked. They worked so hard. They worked hard from the time they got here until the time that they left. And before they left, we stood out here and we held hands and we said a prayer. We said a prayer, and I thank God for them.
Y'all just don't know. I'm so happy. I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. That's why I serve God, because I know he's a true and living God, and he always provides for us. Thank you. I love meeting people that love everybody, because that's the type of person I am. That's the way I am. I was taught that way. I was taught that you got to always treat people right. You don't know where you got to go in life. My mother always said, never turn anybody away. You're going to one day have children, and you don't know where your children going to have to go. I don't care who it is. If I can help, I'm going to help. And I've gotten so much help throughout this ordeal that I'm so grateful. I just can't say thank you enough. I just can't say thank you enough. There's not enough words to show the gratitude for the things that was done for us. And that's why I tell you, I'm praising God. And I want to always be that way. I want to love people just like everybody else can love. That's the way I want to be. The Word of God says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. I want my mind to reflect just like Jesus. How he loved, that's the way I want to love. And these people showed that same love. They showed the same love. I felt it in my heart. I felt it. 600 miles. And I was their first stop. I was their first stop. 600 miles. I was their first stop.
Okay, that was a powerful testimony. Miss Short, you know, I like the part where she said, like you said, the people were my age. I didn't expect it.
Yes.
And I don't know what to say. I just have to say, all I can do is thank God for what you've done. And then she just couldn't get over that you were her first stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell a little bit about her story and what you know about it?
Yeah, she was, it's kind of, people that go through a natural disaster like this don't know where to go. And so our chaplain was the first encounter with mm-hmm. her. And so our chaplain is trained and they visit with her. And you know, like I said, we do physically so we can speak spiritually. And so that's not just for non-Christians. Mm-hmm. That's to encourage Christians. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't know where to go. And so we came up to her house and offered. Mm-hmm. And some people are kind of, they want to know where the catch is.
Right.
You know, you're going to take care of my trees for free.
Yeah.
I mean, they always have that look in their eyes and they don't know exactly how, you know, and it's their, you know, their first disaster and they don't know, you know, is right. this a scam? Is this, you know, and so they're weary and yeah. so, but she opened her house and then what we do at the end, and she talked about it a little bit, with the Bible is, we give every homeowner a Bible that her team signs on the front.
Yeah.
And so so that is another opportunity for us to share the gospel with the folks that may not know Christ. Mm-hmm. But it also a time for us to there are people that we have given Bibles to that have been in flooding and we've mudded out their house and they don't have a Bible anymore.
Right.
And so it's a cherished thing that they have and a great witness that they have.
Yeah. With a situation like hers or any of the situations, you don't just walk up and start cleaning up. You
no.
get their permission.
Yeah. We yeah. send out a chaplain and assessor teams when an event happens. And they go door to door and they leave yard signs and they leave their phone numbers and let them know that there is help for folks. And then we fill out paperwork and make sure we fill out a work order. And then that gets turned back in. And based on the priorities, you know, mm-hmm. some people have a tree that's on their home or are disabled, or veterans, or ministry staff, mm-hmm. and so we prioritize those, and mm-hmm. we send those out with our teams that come as follow-up, as chainsaw teams, as mud-out teams. Usually, typically 8 to 10 folks on each team.
Mm-hmm. You know, when a storm hits, Oklahomans, you know, the Oklahoma standard is to respond. And there's that, you know, kind of that impetus, like, I've got to do something right now. I want to go. But it'd be better for volunteers to be trained in advance mm-hmm. and plan. And Oklahoma Disaster Relief is not just willy-nilly anybody shows up and does. These are all right. trained, coordinated
yes.
volunteers, like you said, the chaplains, the,
yes.
the assessors and everything. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the disaster relief program and how to become a volunteer?
Sure. And we would we are trying to encourage Oklahoma Baptist to step and embrace the darkness,
right?
Embrace the brokenness that's out there. And so we encourage churches if they want to bring a group. We actually had First Baptist Weatherford,
right.
That their youth minister contacted us and said, "Hey, we want to come." They came on day two, mm-hmm. And they got to go and work with the community. And so now they're very they're encouraged to go back to training. But we will take anyone that goes and is willing to go with us and work with us. But we want them to go through training. And so our training is about a half day long. Mm-hmm. They get to do an introduction to Southern Baptist Disaster Relief, which kind of tells the history and then how you get connected to the organization and how you're going to respond. We go out as teams. We don't go out as individuals. And you know, I'm pretty sure that Arkansas and Texas heard about our wins here. Mm-hmm. But they're not coming here unless I ask them to come here.
Right.
We knew that Louisiana was going to be big with Hurricane Ida. And even before Hurricane Ida happened, their state director said, I need you all. Mm-hmm. And so until you get invited, you don't go unless right. it's in your own state and you take care of your own state and you ask for backup right. if you need it. So training is a half a day. They get to the introduction and how we deploy and how we work together. And then they go into specific training for mud out, chainsaw, feeding, all of those, shower and laundry, all of those different areas that we go to.
Yeah, we have equipment that needs to be taken care of and yes. know how to use it correctly, yes. how to where to access it.
Right. Yeah. We want to yeah. be good stewards of the Lord's yeah. Gifts that he's given us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Our stuff, it's good. It's in good shape because yes. people are handling it in a professional
yes.
manner.
Yes.
There are other kinds of training as well as the chaplaincy. Could you talk about what the chaplaincy
sure.
training is?
Like? Chaplaincy training is, and we just had our last class this year, but we'll have it back in March, and you can go to the website and look up the dates. But it really is, and I told the folks this weekend that we had annual training, that it really, it is chaplain training, but it is a training that you can use throughout in your life. You know, if you're touching somebody out there in your community or you're working in your community, then this would be beneficial to you. I've had a number of pastors that have gone through the training and said, boy, I really wish I had this early on in my ministry.
Yeah.
And so it is valuable training. And we've got the person that wrote the book comes into town and teaches that training.
That's good. Is there any cost for any of this stuff?
For credentialing and orientation, which is disaster relief training, we charge $15. Uh-huh. And that's mostly for the background check that we do.
Right.
And then, for our chaplain training, if you come to a 3-day class, it's $50. If you come to a 2-day class, it's $35. And that's for material that we give.
Okay. Yeah, I got to cover that and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
How many, looking at volunteers, chaplains, do you have the ballpark number of how many we have?
Ballpark number is we've trained more than 7,000 disaster
wow.
relief workers. And we actually in Oklahoma are the biggest state in endorsed chaplains with more than 350 endorsed chaplains.
So that might keep us in demand. So if you are a chaplain or
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you're a chaplain, I mean, you know, when 9/11 happened, because we worked the Murrah building and the firefighters and those folks came from New York to help us. When 9/11 happened, they asked Oklahomans to come.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of years ago, there was a campfire. It was called Campfire, but it went through a town and destroyed a town in California. And
yeah.
Oklahoma Baptists were asked to come.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Sutherland Springs, Texas, when a man walked in and shot 26 people in a church, Oklahoma Baptists were asked to come down.
The chaplains are there.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And so with great resources comes great responsibility, and we're happy to do that.
We're thankful for Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief. And there's something new, maybe it's new to me and not new to you, is the Baptist Collegiate Ministries are being mobilized in
yes.
disaster relief. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So actually, it was started by my predecessor, Sam Porter. But they have always been invited, but he made it intentional. When Hurricane Harvey happened back in 2017, we had about 11 BCM groups come down and help us. And so this year, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we got to do a tear out of a church that was built in 1988. And the hurricane ripped off part of its roof and dumped a lot of water in its sanctuary, ruined its pews. And so we spent 2 weeks tearing out that. Mm. And getting it down to the studs. And when I heard that that in 1988, Oklahoma Baptist Builders built that church, I felt a need to go back and help them rebuild the church. And so from Thanksgiving to Christmas, we're inviting all the BCM teams to come down and to help rebuild Emmanuel Wow. Baptist Church. And it's not just, I mean, we're going to put a building back together, absolutely. But the day after the hurricane happened and that church was flooded and that pastor, Cliff Arnold, did not know what he was going to do, he was outside with his members handing out water. Mm. Reaching out to his community. And so that's the church that we want to work with and to bring light back to the community.
Wow. Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief. It's such an amazing thing. We don't want to take it for granted. We want to celebrate it. We want to promote it. We want people to know they can get involved.
Absolutely.
Get training. Get all the right equipment. Mm-hmm. They can mobilize their church. They definitely be sharing the gospel as they go.
Yes.
How do people get involved? Where do they look if they want to learn more?
So they can go out to our website. It's okdisasterhelp.org, okdisasterhelp.org, all one word. And you can go to the training site, and you'll find that that our next and our last training session for the year is October 30th mm-hmm. in Okarchee. And you'll be also amazed when you go out and see all the equipment. A lot of it will be coming home that weekend because we'll be finishing up mm-hmm. in Louisiana and all the equipment will be coming home. But we're doing that training that weekend. You can sign up and pre-register early and get that all taken care of. And you're going to spend from about 8:30 in the morning until noon. And I like to say that this is really not training because I guarantee you that if you go to the chainsaw training, that when you come out with us, you're probably not going to be given a chainsaw and say, go cut that tree down. We're going to do some on-the-job training, some OJT training,
right.
But we'll orient you and make sure that have got the contact information for the team member so that if you don't get called, you can call them and go, what's up with this? Mm-hmm. Are we going, what's going on and enter into it. I try not to call the folks that do the work volunteers,
right?
Because they're team members you have to be called to do this work we got the opportunity with all those families that we shared with to present the gospel with 1,050 families and we got to be there when 254 prayed to receive Christ.
Amen.
And so, when we're doing what God called us to do, somebody's not going to like that. And right. The devil is going to sow seeds and work. You're going to have a flat tire or something's going to happen to try to discourage you from going. But everybody that goes, is blessed and sees what what we can do if we just follow the path that God set for us.
One last thing. Should a disaster strike between now, time you're hearing this, and any time, really, maybe have another ice storm, God forbid, and you're thinking, where can I send, you know, like there's going to be always appeals for money to do, to respond to disaster. But if they would send their resource, their response to disaster relief to Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief, 100% of that goes to, if it's in Oklahoma, it's going to be Oklahoma focused.
Yes.
Can you talk about how people can give when the need arises?
Yeah, they can designate it to Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief or DR, and we don't my boss says I'm the only one paid. Well, it's through the cooperative program,
right?
I'm paid, and my ministry assistant is paid. And so that funding, none of those administrative costs come out of disaster relief. And so what comes directly to disaster relief goes into the equipment and the feeding and everything back to the folks that are in need of it.
Very good. Well, thank you. Don Williams, Oklahoma Baptist Disaster Relief. Appreciate you coming today.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. And if you enjoyed this conversation, you can find more like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com or search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Baptist Messenger. While you're at baptistmessenger.com, you can subscribe to our print newspaper, The Baptist Messenger. It's free and we send it to your house. Just go to baptistmessenger.com and fill out the form to subscribe. Thanks and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.